Yeah, Ryan, you were pretty excited about getting Warren on here. Apparently, Warren, you know what it's like to play with that Brock Jensen. You know what it's like to room with him. And I think the first question I got to ask you is this. How would you rank Brock Jensen as a quarterback and then in the history of Bison as a quarterback?
Well, I played with Brock, and I like, you know, he was a younger guy when I was a senior when he was a sophomore, and I actually watched him progress and watched him grow up, you know, and I feel like they're way more comfortable with him now than what they were when I was there. But I think he's definitely in the top three quarterbacks. He's having a great senior year, and I'm happy for him.
Warren, tell us what you've done since you won that national championship ring a couple of years ago. I know you moved back to Houston, but what's life like for you now?
Life's good, man. I won the championship. I graduated. I moved back to Houston, and now I'm teaching in Houston at my old high school.
Teaching? That's pretty cool.
Teaching health and PE, and it's going well for me. I had to do a couple of things to get my Texas teacher license, and I got that all squared away now. So, I'm pretty excited. I still come up to Fargo and catch at least one home game a year. And I would always catch a away game if they keep coming to Frisco, it seems like. So, it's been a good time. It's been a good time.
Warren, if you're teaching and you've got everything, you know administration's going to get talking into coaching. Are you coaching already?
I'm not coaching yet. I think they're trying to actually get me to start coaching next year, and it's something I'm looking for. I'll probably end up coaching. It's kind of, I'm in a position where they want me to kind of do a three-sport deal or no deal. So I just can't do football. I want to do football, but if I do football, I'll have to coach track and basketball too, and I'm just looking at the time. And I'm going to end up doing it. You know, I don't have no kids. I'm single, so I have time on my hands, so I'll probably end up coaching.
Warren, give us a perspective from a player leading up to a championship game like this. What's going through their minds right now?
I think it's it's crazy because we come early. We come to Frisco like 3 or 4 days early, but when we come early, our schedule is still full with like a list of things to do. So it's not like, you know, it's kind of like you come in early, but you thinking the players have a lot of free time on their hands, but they really don't. They still have a couple practices to go. You want to enjoy, you know, you want to enjoy Frisco because you don't know when the next time you're coming back. But at the same time, you want to stay focused for the game, and you know we all come to win. So these guys got practice. They got to get up early. They still have an itinerary. They do something in the community at Frisco. I don't know what the guys have planned this year, but my year we talked at an elementary school, and that's good. You know, they have dinners with the other team. I kind of have a bowl game feel to it, and I like the fact that we get to interact with the other team. It's not all about competition, you know. It's like they put on a good deal, good food. You get to meet some of the players you're playing against, the coaches, and this coaches bring the family out, and I like that. You know, that's what I remember most, just hanging out with the guys.
Chatting with Warren Holloway, the former Bison wide receiver, used to wear number 81, run up and down the field, score a couple of touchdowns back in his day, which wasn't that long ago. Warren, one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on with Joel, and I said this would be a great guy, because what's happened to this passing game since you left? When you played, it was, what's the old phrase, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's what the Bison were going to do. They were going to run, then mix in a pass. What's happened the last year, what's happened this season, especially with Zach Vraw, is they have stretched the field big time, and all of a sudden, this passing game that the Bison have is a legit threat. You can't just scheme against the run like teams tried to do when you played, Warren. What's changed passing-wise in this game? It's the same quarterback, but what's changed to make this passing game so good?
Well, I think, for one, it is the run. You know, we actually been doing good with the run, and people been not – I think most of our big pass plays are coming on some type of play action, so, mm-hmm. you know, defense starting to scoot the guys up in the box. But I really think it's just the confidence and just the level that Brock's playing at right now. He's playing at an unbelievable level. He's grown. Obviously, he's grown over the years from when I was a sophomore, and he's playing. I don't feel like I mean, he was a good player, but we're actually seeing his progression. You know, he wasn't just efficient as he is right now. He's just taking his game to a whole other level. And, you know, the receivers are doing a good job, too. Some of those guys were still there. They was younger guys when I played my senior year. Ryan, me and Ryan started together my whole senior year. So those guys are just doing what they've been doing, really, and I just think Boston just turned it up a notch.
Be honest with me here, Big Tex. When you were a junior, there was a ball bouncing around right near your feet in that Eastern Washington game. How much were you rooting for Eastern Washington to get into this football game?
Man, I was rooting for them, man. It's kind of crazy. It seemed like they've been right there, like, every year, just like us. And, you know, the ball just don't bounce away sometimes. And that's what we were saying, like, you know, we came in. I was part of the 3-8 team, and it seemed like every game was like, man, one touchdown or one play from just changing the game. And we would always say, man, the ball is not round. The ball is not round. Eventually, the ball started bouncing our way. And now the ball is bouncing our way. And you know, I would
yes,
like to
is.
Play them. You know, I know Brock. I know Brock for sure would like to play Eastern Washington for what happened to him. And honestly, since he lost, he felt like he took that loss so hard. He's been playing like unbelievable ever since. Like, I can't even say, like, ever since that loss, he just took it to his heart, and he probably only, lost two games since then, or if that.
Yeah.
Warren, I got to ask you, what was your reaction when you heard that Coach Bull was heading to Wyoming?
Well, I was expecting him to end up leaving soon, but I feel like me and most of the fans and everybody, it was just kind of how it got out. You know, somebody from Coach Bull. A guy like Coach Bowl, you would never expect like stuff like that to leak out on him. You would think Coach Bowl would be the first person to tell you news like that. And when you hear it, you was like, no, it can't be true. Coach Bowl, like, not the type of person that even let some information like that leak. And I think most of the fans are more concerned about where he's going than, you know, his promotion. So I'm happy for Coach Bowl and everything. I have nothing bad to say about him, but. You know, it was kind of a tough field to handle in the playoffs for the player. You know, it's just a big distraction, I feel like.
Well, but they sure are playing well through it. Warren, it is great to hear your career is off to a great start. I look forward to seeing you tailgating. Thanks for coming on News and Views with us today.
Yes, sir, man. No problem.
You bet, Warren
See you
Holloway.
Later, big man.
You bet. Kenny Burns.